And it is your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan with WYSR 680 AM. And on the phone with me for an update on a recent event is Ryan Good. We talked to Ryan, was it about a month ago, Ryan, about the cornhole tournament. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Now, Ryan is with the Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments. And so, first of all, before we get a recap, if this is the first people we're hearing of you, give us a recap of what PACT is all about.
So PACT, Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments, we help out local families in the community that are going through a hard time. So we put on different tournaments where all proceeds from the tournaments actually go to the families.
And so this year's family was who? Are you able to talk about them or their names?
Yeah, it was actually the Sweeney family. All proceeds went to Sean Sweeney and his family. Sean is a young boy who actually has had 5 open heart surgeries. He has also lost his father about 2 years ago. And back in, I believe, May, the family also lost their house to a fire.
Now, this year, you had a cornhole tournament, and you did hold it, so that was one thing. You know, you never know with the news how everything changes. Are you going to hold it or are you not? Your first venue did not work out, so tell us how you moved this and how the cornhole tournament worked out for you.
Yeah, sure. So what ended up happening is we got a phone call from our first venue saying that, unfortunately, due to COVID, they had to bump the time up to 9 a.m. to start. So I reached out to all of our participants and said, hey, we're going to have to start this at 9, just to get a call a week later and saying, unfortunately, due to COVID altogether, they weren't able to hold the tournament at their venue. So we really wanted to have this tournament because, unfortunately, we had to cancel our flag football one and our volleyball one due to COVID. So I really want to have this tournament. Thankfully, Alameda Park stepped up and they said, you can come here and have it. They really do back what we do. So we went to Alameda Park and had a huge, successful event.
So can you tell us how you ran it? And I say that because I think all of us would love to be able to go to an event or hold an event. We're trying to plan, and yet COVID does mess with all of our plans, and I understand that. But how were you able to hold it? How did you social distance? I mean, this is cornhole, so the pieces of equipment aren't huge. It's not a, you know, a football field goalpost that you're dealing with. It's a smaller piece of equipment. So tell us how you got everybody safely there and safely social distanced.
So what we actually did, we had registration going on for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. So what ended up happening was we got a shelter, and at the shelter there was a lot of area for people to go and sit. So we had people that were just sitting at different parts around the shelter. And then the cornhole boards themselves, we were able to distance them far enough apart where we didn't really have to worry about the social distancing. We did have some teams that were asking, can we bring our own bags? Can we use our own boards? We were perfectly fine with that. So different people brought their own bags and played with those. Obviously, you just have to ask the other team if it was okay. After the event was over, we actually had a bunch of people reach out to us as well and asking, hey, can you help us with our tournament? Can you help us with this event? So it went very well, and I believe we did not have any issues that happened in regards to the social distancing as well.
Now, it was a nice day, too, right? I mean, you're at Alameda Park. That means you're outside. You lucked out on a good day.
Oh, yes. Very nice day, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of sunshine. And even though a lot of us would like some rain on that kind of day, you don't want any rain. You want to have it as a nice day. So you were able to do that. And how successful were you? How much money did you bring in from this one particular event?
So we actually had 44 teams sign up, and we ended up bringing in more than $3,500 with this event.
Wow. And it went straight to the family.
All went straight to the family. After the event was over, we sat down with the family. We had 2 of our board members there and counted out with them.
Now, tell me how competitive the individuals were. I'm sure you get a lot of people who really get into cornhole, and then some people are just there to have fun. So talk about how competitive this was.
So, like you said, there was a lot of people there for fun, but then we did have a bunch of competitive teams. We probably ended up out of the 44 teams, I would say, it was a mix between both. We had probably about 20 teams that were just there for fun. We had probably 10 teams that were pretty good, and then we had 14 very competitive teams. I'll be honest, the team I thought was going to win the tournament didn't even end up winning. So,
really?
Yes.
So don't be a betting person.
Don't put your money down.
So who did win? Who were your finalists who actually took home the prize? Well, whatever prize you had, but, you know, who won the whole thing?
So the team that actually ended up winning the whole thing, give me 1 second, I have their names written down here, is two gentlemen that I actually had never met before until that day, and they came out and they loved it. They said they'll be back next year. The names were Jim Fitzpatrick and Ben Cranmer ended up winning. It came down to a final bag toss where the other team, unfortunately, missed the final toss and it cost them the game.
Oh, see, those are good endings, though. You know, you really want to have that nail biter at the end just to make it fun.
Yeah, and what was great is there was payouts for both first and second place, and both those two teams turned around and said, give this money to the family. So it was absolutely amazing to see those guys do that.
Oh, that is nice. Now, do a lot of these team members, because you say there's only two people per team, do they practice? Is there a cornhole group that is out there? Is this something that people play often?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of tournaments going on all the time with regards to cornhole. I do know, I believe it is Rivertown, Rivertown Brewery, I believe that they have a cornhole tournament every Friday night. So there's a lot out there.
Yeah, that's interesting. So what are you planning on doing next? Do you have another family? Are you just waiting through the pandemic? Can you make plans? What happens now?
So we actually have three events coming up still this year.
Oh, my. You're running out of time. We're already in August.
Yep. Actually, we have a meeting tonight for September 26th. We're going to be having the Ian Easy Life Campbell softball tournament. And with this tournament, we partnered with the Easy Life Foundation. And this tournament, all proceeds from this go to a recent widow or widower.
Okay. All right. And then what else do you have planned for? Yeah.
Very next day, September 27th, we are going skydiving. So anybody who goes to Grove City to skydive, they are giving $50 per person to PACT. So if they go there and they mention PACT's name, the skydiving crew is actually giving $50 back to PACT per person. So pretty amazing. They approached me about that as well. So it was amazing to see that.
Have you ever been on a skydiving trip?
Actually, this will be my third one. That's actually how I had connections with them there. I've kept in touch over the years. Just they've tried to say, come on back. We became friends the last time we were there, so it was a great trip.
And what's it like? Are you nervous?
Amazing.
Is it just the time of your life?
Oh, the time of my life.
Is it?
Sure.
Some of us probably would not agree, but
that is true.
That is not on my bucket list. I respect you for doing it. It's just not on my bucket list. All right. And then you said you had a third one. What's your third idea for the rest of the year?
Well, the third one, we actually partner with Alameda Park for a haunted trail. So October 23rd and 24th, we will be doing a haunted trail with them. And the whole board comes out there. We get volunteers, and the whole local community comes. We make it a fair price that where they could just walk a mile trail and be scared for two nights in a row.
Now, all of those things sound like you can pull these off being socially distanced. I mean, because that's always in the forefront right now with COVID and how do we hold events and how do we get these things moving and us being able to move forward, but yet at the same time be safe. So would you be looking at any specifics during these events for social distancing, or do you think you have a pretty good outline plan?
I think we have a pretty good outline plan. Most of the time, especially with these tournaments, especially the softball. Softball would probably be our biggest concern, but right now, teams that are playing in this tournament have been playing in a league in Butler for this past couple months. So they've been around each other. They've been exposed to it. We've rightfully respect any decisions that if people say they don't feel comfortable, we respect that. So it's been great, but we're not really looking too much with the social distancing with this. So I think we're in good shape.
So let's say somebody does hear you. Maybe they would opt out because of social distancing, but they would still like to give. Is there a way that they can get on a website or give somebody a phone call? How can they give to PACT?
So we do have a website. It's PACT-trust.com. The other thing, they can easily reach out to me, and my phone number is 724-859-5402. They can call me, talk about Patch with me, tell me if they are interested in either participating, volunteering, sponsoring. Any help or any participation is always appreciated.
And I appreciate your time. I know we're almost out of time, Ryan, but let me just ask you real quickly. When you do these events, you pick a family in need. Will all three of the remaining events help one family in need, or will there be a family per event?
So with the Easy Life softball tournament, that will be going to a family in need. With the skydiving, that kind of came out of the blue, so we're going to be talking about that, trying to figure out what our game plan is going to be moving forward with that. And then the Haunted Trail, we do rely a lot on sponsors, but the Haunted Trail is kind of our money that we use for the tournament. So if we need to purchase any equipment for the tournament, if we need to purchase a field for the tournament, any kind of food that we try to have at these tournaments, that's where that money comes from.
You have expenses. Understandable. Absolutely. All right. Ryan Good with PACT. It's Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments, and it's not just about cornhole, but sports in general with various events, especially the skydiving. I think that's an interesting idea. I'll leave that up to you, though, Ryan. I'll leave it up to you. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.